The sound you are hearing is the call of one of the most majestic birds of Brazil. The Spix's macaw is a macaw characterized by its stunning, uniquely blue feathers. The feathers gradient from a tealish blue on its crown to a deep royal blue by the tip of its tail. The bird has gray, featherless rings around its eyes and a plume of white feathers on the front of its neck, all adding to its one-of-a-kind appearance. The Spix's macaw may be one of the most alluring and elegant creatures to inhabit planet Earth. From the very beginning, the Spix's macaw were extremely rare. Even the explorers of the late 1800s recognized this. However, like many other species native to Brazil, the Spix's macaw became a victim of human encroachment. The macaw is native to the Caribia Gallery woodlands of northeastern Brazil. Through the burning of habitat, logging, and worst of all, trapping to sell on the illegal markets, the macaw has seen a massive plummet in population. You might have started to ask yourself, why am I rambling on so much about a stupid bird? Last week, the Spix's macaw was declared extinct in the wild. A unique, one-of-a-kind species belonging to its own genus has been completely wiped off the face of the earth. The Spix's macaw is one on a list of many animals that have endured quite similar struggles. Together, we need to put our foot down and say enough is enough. If we can't maintain and preserve our environment and the inhabitants within it, then we aren't likely to make it ourselves. Fortunately, our story isn't all sour. Though the Spix's macaw is extinct in the wild, there are around 60 to 80 left in captivity. Maybe they can repopulate and come back to their former glory, but most likely not. As human beings, we have a responsibility to our environment. We have to care for it because someday we might find ourselves facing its judgment. If you are interested in how you can help preserve the Earth's incredible biodiversity, one of the best places to start is by reducing consumption. Whether that means buying products that use less packaging or writing on both sides of a sheet of paper, it all helps. Thank you for watching, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tinsai Adamson, and this is Wilderness Report.